The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
This week, starting today, in the Church of the United States, we celebrate for the week National Vocation Awareness Week. We all have a vocation in our lives. The gospel that we read today offers an assistance for us in our vocation. The Beatitudes, we know the Beatitudes. We've heard them over and over and over. We know the Beatitudes. Blessed are they, for they will receive. Blessed are they, for they will. We know the Beatitudes. We've heard them over and over. But the Beatitudes are profound. They're profound because they offer us a roadmap. We wonder where, what, why. The Beatitudes, they give us the big picture, the roadmap of our lives. And our vocation, we each have one, uniquely, our vocation is our path to holiness. The Beatitudes and our vocation go hand in hand. The Beatitudes gives us a picture of what sanctity, of what holiness looks like. We have a favorite saint. Perhaps we're named after a saint. Baptismal name, confirmation name. These saints show us what sanctity looks like. These saints are a picture of us, of the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. The Beatitudes describe for us what happens to each and every one of us when Jesus begins to live in us and we grow more and more like Him. The Beatitudes are a description of those who become saints and those who are already saints. God calls us to walk the path of holiness, the way to perfection. And the Beatitudes provides the roadmap, and our vocation provides the way. Our purpose in the Christian life is to live in Christ, to be holy. That's our purpose of today, tomorrow, and the rest of our lives. To live in Christ, to be holy. My brothers and sisters, these past 8 months have been a prime opportunity for each one of us to grow in holiness. These past 8 months have been a prime opportunity for us to all live the Beatitudes, to be a saint. Let us not give up on this time that we have. After his conversion, Thomas Merton was asked by a friend, "Tom, what do you want to be?" A bit puzzled, Thomas Merton replied, "Well, I guess I want to be a good Catholic." And his friend fired back, "No, that's not it. You should want to be a saint." That answer changed Merton's life. Changed his life so that he could walk the beautiful way of the gospel. Our hope and our desire in the Christian life is to be a saint. That's what gives us joy every day of our lives. That's what gives us hope today. That we should be a saint, to be a saint. The path to holiness begins with putting God at the center of our lives and discovering and living our vocation. I encourage all of us, myself included, to be ambitious, to have that holy ambition, to desire to live our lives completely for God. Then what is there to worry about? To live completely for God. Psalm 139 says, "Lord, you knitted me together in my mother's womb." Pondering this verse, knowing that we all have a vocation, each one of us have a vocation, makes me think that God had a plan for my life, even in my mother's womb. God had that vocation in my mother's womb for me to become a saint. Reflecting on my life and looking at pictures, I thought, even as a little guy, God had that plan in my life to be a priest. Through grade school, middle school, high school, working, all the while, God had that plan in my life. I went to Catholic grade school from K through 3 at St. Joan of Arc, Kokomo. Loved it. And then from then on, I went to public high school. A month after graduating from high school, 1 month, I was hired to work for Chrysler, an 18-year-old kid working in a man's world. I continued my education and eventually got my bachelor's degree in business management. Along the way, I also coached 8th grade boys basketball for a number of years, JV boys baseball. Helped out as a lector in youth ministry at the church and worked. Life was good. It was great. It was wonderful. And it was busy. But amidst this busyness, I had a deeper desire for prayer. The busier I was, the deeper the desire for prayer and the deeper desire to celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation. Because it is in that sacrament that I believe that a person comes to know himself or herself, but also comes to know Jesus Christ and the love and mercy of Jesus. I remember when I decided to go to seminary and left my job at Chrysler after 20 years, I thought, I want to tell my dad first, one-on-one. Dad had retired from Chrysler, and so I found that time during the day where Mom was gone from the house. So I went over there. Dad was watching golf, and I sat down and mentioned to him, "I'm planning to leave my job." Meanwhile, he continues to watch golf. I thought, I got something to tell you. And so I told him, he said, "Well, what do you have planned?" And Dad was a convert. He had converted to the faith shortly after Mom and Dad were married. But I told Dad, I said, I was going to leave my job and enter the seminary in the fall. And he looked at me and he said, "I figured you would." I remember I told my parents, my siblings, and my grandparents that I had decided to go to seminary. Those were the only ones I told. I remember telling my maternal grandmother, I lived with her for 2 years. after high school. She was a full-blooded Romanian. I remember going over to her house. She was sitting in her chair. We all have a chair. There's my chair. But she was sitting in her chair, and we would call her Buna, B-U-N-A, Buna's grandmother in Romanian. So I told her, I said, Buna, I said, I'm planning on leaving my job at Chrysler and going to seminary. And she kind of perked up, and she said, oh, you are? She said, that's great. And she said, she started rubbing her arm, and she said, I got goosebumps. She said, go get my purse. So I went in her bedroom and got her purse, and she fumbled through it and gave me some money. She lived very close to a McDonald's, and she said, go buy us a coffee. She said, I got goosebumps. So we celebrated with a McDonald's coffee. It was great. And after leaving Chrysler, I remember talking to the HR person and leaving. I don't remember exactly what we talked about, but her last words to me was, God will take care of you. And that's one thing to keep in mind for all of our vocations, mother, father, grandparent, priest, nun, whatever it may be, God will take care of you. After all, I went 6 years without getting a paycheck. God did take care of me. I don't know how, but He did, and I'm grateful for that. At my ordination, I was seated in front of my family. It's a reminder of where I come from, where I'd come from. It's also a reminder that every man is called from some particular circumstance. We all come from somewhere. We all have a background, a past. We all have a family with all its blessings and all its holy challenges. We all have a vocation. We all have a future. In the sacrament of marriage, families can become the first seminary in which children can acquire the beginning of the awareness of holiness and prayer and love for the church. When a priest puts on his chasuble, he prays the prayer, O Lord, who said, my yoke is easy and my burden light, grant that I may bear it well and follow after you with thanksgiving. That prayer is a daily reminder for me of what I have received and a daily reminder of who the priest represents. Christ alone and Him alone. I stand before you today and tell you that I'm a happy man. And I'll share with you the words that I shared with my parish family at St. Joan of Arc Kokomo in my first Mass. I told them my hope to be a holy and happy priest for the rest of my life. It'll take work and prayer, but I hope to be a holy and happy priest for the rest of my life. And I encourage men and women of our parish here at St. Louis de Montfort to ask the Lord what He wants from you. God has a plan. He has a vocation for you. And I encourage families to ask the Lord what He wants for your children and grandchildren. Discovering one's vocation is answering the question, who does God want me to bring with me to heaven? St. John Paul II said, each one of you must be holy also in order to help your brothers and sisters pursue their vocation to sanctity. May we have the courage to discover and to respond to the vocation God has for each one of us, so that one day we too will be a saint forever in heaven.